Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima, reading you the evening news. I am Matsina. The headlines. Nagaland Government, British High Commission and Commonwealth War Graves Commission observe Remembrance Day. British Deputy High Commissioner Dr. Andrew Fleming says, Kohima remains a place of deep remembrance despite being dubbed the forgotten battle. Advisor Dr. Kekril Hulehyome asserts that Nagaland needs to move ahead along with the rest of the country. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi says whole world is attracted by the capability of the Indian youth. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Government with British High Commission and the Commonwealth War Graves Commission observed Remembrance Day at the iconic Kohima War Cemetery today. Remembrance Day commemorates the marking Battle of Kohima 80 years ago. Speaking at a solemn ceremony held at the Kohima War Cemetery, Nagaland Chief Minister Nipi Rio said Remembrance Day holds a unique place in Nagaland. He said the battle scars remain etched in his hills but serve as symbols of bravery, sacrifice and unity that still resonate with us every day. Mr. Rio underscored Kohima War Cemetery as significant and unique, being located on the very ground where the Battle of Kohima took place. He said the resting place of 1,420 Allied soldiers and many cremated reminds us of the sacrifices made during the battle and the spirit of resilience it embodies.
War has taught us the value of unity and peace. The Naga people have converted the experience of violence into a message for global peace. We observe memories of the battle to spread the message of peace and love. Let us not take for granted the freedom and peace that we have inherited. Instead, let us honor their legacy by fostering unity, compassion, and an unwavering commitment to peace in our own community.
Mr. Rio remembered the sacrifices of those who came from distant lands and fought alongside the Nagas, creating a bond of shared courage and sacrifice that transcends borders and generations.
Today, let us reaffirm our gratitude to those who serve and protect our nation. Let us carry forward the legacy of those who rest here by building a world that values peace and unity above all else. Kohima and the Naga people continue to play a contributory role for the good of humanity. This is our commitment for now and for all times to come.
Marking the occasion, Chief Minister Nipi Rio, Deputy Chief Minister Wai Patton, British Deputy High Commissioner Dr. Andrew Fleming and several others laid wreath at the Kohima War Cemetery. British Deputy High Commissioner Dr. Andrew Fleming today said, despite being dubbed the forgotten battle in the UK, Kohima remains a place of deep remembrance, particularly for those who are connected through the local culture, military history and the ongoing efforts to honour the fallen. He said this while speaking at the Remembrance Day held at Kohima War Cemetery.
It is perhaps because of its remoteness to Europe that the Battle of Kohima has been referred to previously as the forgotten battle back in the UK. But a concerted effort has been made to raise the profile of the Battle of Kohima to such a point that in 2013 it was voted as Britain's greatest ever battle.
Mr. Fleming said, the day serves as a reminder that historical memory is not just about honouring those who served and sacrificed, but also about ensuring that the mistakes and horrors of past conflicts are not forgotten, so that they are not repeated in the future. He also highlighted the importance of remembering all the battles of war, no matter how distant they may seem. Mr. Fleming also appreciated the work done by the Commonwealth War Graves Commission, assisted by the Nagaland State Government, in the preservation and upkeep of the Kohima War Cemetery. Advisor for School Education and SERT, Dr. Kekril Hulehyome, today emphasized that Nagaland need to move ahead, along with the rest of the country, in diversity and quality education. Gracing the National Education Day 2024 observed today at Alder College, Kohima, Dr. Hyome said that the most expensive developmental sectors in both the state and central government is for education. He said that the department is trying to bring structural reformation in education.
Today we are here talking about the need to understand indigenous knowledge, the need to understand financial literacy, emotional literacy, social literacy. So many literacies are in around us, and especially with the introduction of the National Education Policy 2020 and the National Curriculum Framework, India definitely is on the edge to do some dramatic restructuring, and we hope that along with the rest of the country, we will be able to take our state forward also.
Dr. Hume announced that by next year, the department will introduce Nagaland Education Services in line with the NPSC and NSSB. The program was organized by the National Education Association in collaboration with the Department of Education, Alder College, Kohima, under the theme Education for Change. Earlier, NEA President Dr. Buhiyunle King, in her keynote address, said that education can bring about change and eliminate poverty, for which teachers' role in imparting quality education has become more important. The peer-reviewed annual interdisciplinary journal published by Alder College Kohima was also released during the program. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and the YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the whole world is attracted by the capability of the Indian youth. He said that today, most world leaders expect the Indian youth, the skilled manpower, to work in their countries. The Prime Minister addressed a program marking the 200th anniversary celebrations of Sri Swaminarayan Mandir in Vartal, Gujarat, through video conferencing this morning.
आज मैं विश्व के जिन जिन नेताओं से मिलता हूँ, ज्यादातर नेताओं की अपेक्षा रहती है कि भारत के युवा, भारत का स्किल्ड मैन पावर, भारत के आईटी सेक्टर के नौजवान उनके देश जाएं, उनके देश में काम करें। पूरा विश्व भारत के युवाओं के सामर्थ्य से आकर्षित है.
Reiterating the core philosophy of his government, Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi, he said that no country can progress without conserving its legacy and heritage. Mr. Modi called on the people and spiritual leaders of India to take pride in the country's rich legacy and ensure that it is passed on to future generations. Justice Sanjeev Khanna today took oath as the 51st Chief Justice of India. President Draupadi Murmu administered the oath of office to Justice Khanna at a ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Justice Sanjeev Khanna succeeds Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, who demitted office yesterday. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several union ministers and judges of the Supreme Court attended the ceremony, among others. Commemorating the Remembrance Day, Nagaland Chief Minister Nipu Rio and British Deputy High Commissioner Dr. Andrew Fleming today flagged off the Vintage Car Rally, organised by Nagaland Flat Fenders Club. Earlier, advisor to the Chief Minister, Mr. Abu Metha, said Nagaland sent a message of oneness to the global communities that peace is the only way forward. Nagaland Flat Fenders Club President, retired DGP Nagaland T. John Longcomer, said, "It is an extraordinarily poignant moment as Nagas trace their genesis and roots during the Second World War Peace Rally held as part of the Hornbill Festival every year." Mr. Longcomer regards the vintage World War II Willys and Ford Jeeps as heritage vehicles, serving as a poignant reminder of those who gave their tomorrow for our today. Deputy Speaker of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, Toiho Yepto, today held a productive dialogue with Ambassador of India to Japan, Mr. C.B. George. The discussions revolved around the robust bilateral relations between India and Japan, with an emphasis on the growing partnerships in trade, technology and cultural exchanges. Mr. Yepto is on tour to Japan for the Commonwealth Parliamentary Association post-conference. The Deputy Speaker honoured the legacy of Mahatma Gandhi by paying floral tribute to his bust at Nishikasai in Tokyo. To end the news, the headlines again. Nagaland Government, British High Commission and Commonwealth War Graves Commission observe Remembrance Day. British Deputy High Commissioner Dr. Andrew Fleming says Kohima remains a place of deep remembrance despite being dubbed the forgotten battle. Advisor Dr. Kekrelule Yome asserts that Nagaland needs to move ahead along with the rest of the country. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi says whole world is attracted by the capability of the Indian youth. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.